Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
قربت کا شرف ان کو بخشا اللہ اللہ.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, and this is our interview segment on the spiritual breakfast. The day today is the 11th of Muharram, 1447. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana zahid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic today is on death. Mufti Sahab, what's the definition of death?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whenever we discuss a topic, there has to be some background also. So whenever Muharram comes, the whole world will speak about Shahadat Hussein radiallahu anhu warda, the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, and we had lectures and all that in KwaZulu-Natal. In report back, we'll discuss it, inshallah. Then last week, Monday, your mother-in-law passed away. We mentioned also the Mubarak month of Muharram, and day Monday, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to make dua that he wants to pass away on a Monday, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Then yesterday that we had two tragedies. One is my wife's brother, Muqasim, that he passed away. And this is the third brother passing away in just over 2 months. You know, Motabai passed away, 95 years old, Ahmed Mota. And then Hafiz Suleiman passed away, 82 years old. And now Muqasim, 86 years old. So he passed away. And after Maghrib was Janazah, his son Hafiz Adil. So he went to PE for one reason only. He was an ashik and a true lover of his ustad, Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahab. They studied together, but he always considered Hazrat Maulana AS as his teacher. And he spent 45, 50 years there, you know, in PE. So that is there. So all this year, so I said, let us now discuss. And then the second one was last night after Isha, that, you know, I spoke to Brother Saber Peer. Now, I don't know if you know him, but they originally from that part of the world, Northern Natal, Glencoe, and our Newcastle, and so forth. So we knew one another very well, and still very well. In fact, when I lecture in Johannesburg, he's always there, you know, for the lectures and so forth. So there was a real tragedy, you know. His son's name is Musa, and his grandson's name is Yusha. So now, the one brother, I don't know all the details, but it seems like, you know, accidentally he was playing or touched the gun or whatever, and then it went off and hit the young brother. Young brother, 5 years old, was fasting yesterday, and it happened in the afternoon, you know. Yusha, his name, and he passed away, bichara, you know. So, I mean, now that's a real, real tragic, you know, tragedy and a tragic incident. So, obviously, he's ma'asum, he'll go to Jannat al-Firdaus with the grace, mercy of Allah, and he saw him fasting, but for the parents and the grandparents, you know, very difficult. This side is our Saber Peer, the other side is Dr. Yunus, you know, Manga, they in Chakaskar. So we know all these families here. Yeah? Allah Ta'ala grant marhum and all our marhumin and the martyrs and everybody and every person who has passed away with iman, we make dua for them. Remember that daily we should be making dua, and I'll tell you which duas. And then the second issue is this, that what lessons do we derive from all this here? And third one, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif, al-mauta kal-ghariq al-mutahawwis, that people who have passed away, they're like a drowning person shouting, screaming for help. So we should ask ourselves that who are we really helping, you know? Sometimes we waste our life in really futile activities, you know? So these are real issues that we should be grappling with. So your first question, Mu'azzahid, is a very good question. What is the definition of death in Islam? So death in Islam only got one definition. We don't accept what the doctors or the scientists or the professors say. They'll say this person is brain dead, you know. So his brain is not functioning, but maybe his lungs are fine, but he's dead. So we don't consider that. Our definition is one. Khuruj ruh. So when the ruh separates, emanates from the body, it's not going to come back. Finish, death is death. We must remember that. So therefore, in the hadith, you will find annawmu ukhtul maut. That sleeping is the sister, brother of death. You must remember that. So meaning, like when we sleep, so then the ruh comes back. So the ruh leaves the body, but it doesn't snap off. You must remember that. There is still a link. Therefore, we wake up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever time. We're supposed to wake up early as Muslims, nevertheless. So now the ruh and the body, there is that ta'alluq and connection. But when the person passes away, that connection snaps. You must remember that. Therefore, you will find in Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, one beautiful hadith. And many a time in our family, friends, they don't practice on this hadith properly. The person who is in Sakarat. So when you are in Sakarat, why is it called Sakarat? Because you're losing control. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. On day of Qiyamah and so forth, you will see as though they drunk, intoxicated, but they're not drunk, intoxicated. They're losing control. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. The punishment of Allah is very, very severe. Chapter 22, verse 2. And remember that Quran says, لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. So you see, people are drunk, and then they drive on the wrong side of the road, accidents, all this. So the illat, the rationale there is losing control. So when a person in Sakarat, me and you as Muslims supposed to be reading this dua every day, Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut, O Allah, that assists me at the time of the pains and pangs of death. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut wa ghamaratil maut. So the meanings are very, very similar. So all this you will find in Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad and so. So the point here is this. So you will see the person, he's passing away. So in Sakarat, the tip of the nose is moving to the left-hand side. The temple, you know, here by the sides. So you must remember where our eyebrows are and all these things here, you will see it's subsiding. You will see the feet are moving away. So he, that person, he's looking at his ruh, his soul, his spirit leaving. And then when it snaps, he doesn't have the power to close the eyes. Therefore, many a time the eyes remain open. So you who are there, O Muslim, Muslimah, you should close the eyes immediately of the deceased person and read Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. You can say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam if you want to. Similarly, the people, the men, 3-4 of them who go down in the grave, these are all sunnat and matruka, which we are abandoning nowadays. People don't even bother about these things. It's very bad. So we must educate and re-educate and re-emphasize these issues. So when you go into the grave, so because emotional, somebody's mother, somebody's father, somebody's son, daughter, wife, husband, whatever. So you must remember, so now that person is there. So whilst lowering the body of the deceased, they're also in sunnah. Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quickly regarding death, because time is limited now, we just got about 15 minutes left or so, 14 minutes or whatever it is. So, let's just take Quran, Sunnah, Sahaba and Awliya and so forth. Number one is this, Allah Ta'ala says, Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Chapter 28, verse 88, the last verse of Surah Qasas. Everybody, everything shall perish. We all came to go. Only Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. And even the atheists will accept that. Remember that death is inevitable. Hadith, remember in Tirmidhi, Sahih Hadith. Now we fly here, fly here, fly there, and so forth. So you see, lot of things happen. So, and we are enjoying. So, akthiru, remember abundantly. Zikra hazimil ladhat. That you must remember, which comes to destroy the pleasures. Now 5-year-old Masoom boy, fasting, met his dada and all that, and he's gone. Now, who can explain that? So that is what we believe in. Yu'minuna bil-ghayb. We believe in the unseen. Whether it's logical or supra-logical, remember that. So whether it makes sense to us or not, so still we will accept it. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Good, bad, happy, sad comes from Almighty Allah. So أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَاتِ يعني الموت. It refers to death, there's no other wonder. So it's sahih, authentic hadith, remember in what? In Tirmidhi. Just take one sahabi, there are so many others, but take one sahabi and you can write down the reference also. Hafiz ibn Hajar has written so many great books. Therefore, Shaykh Albani, rahimahullah, used to say, "Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu." You'll never get another Ibn Hajar. You must remember, and it's true also, that to get people of that caliber it will be like almost impossible. You won't say impossible, but you'll say almost impossible. So in this day and this age. So Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, wrote the whole dictionary on the Sahaba and so forth, Al-Isaba fi Tamyizi Sahaba. So he writes of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, is in his fatal illness. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Marwan, the governor of Medina Munawwara, came to visit him. And he said, "Allah give you shifa." He didn't say Amin, nothing. Marwan left the room and then he, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, made dua. See, now this is lesson for me and you. We 20, 30, 50, 70, 80 years old. Not once in our life did we ever make this dua. See the dua of Sayyidina Abu Huraira. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Ya Allah, I love meeting you. Fa'ahibba liqa'i. Ya Allah, I also am crying, begging, pleading with you. Ya Allah, you love meeting me. Then Marwan says, I went outside and the noise came. Wantaqala ila rahmatillah. The greatest Shaykhul Hadith of the Ummah passed away. See how they left this world. So that is the other dua we must learn. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. That the day we pass away, you must remember, we said something, we did something, is so beloved to Allah jalla wala. The announcement is made, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Enter into my jannah, enter with my special devout servants and so forth and so on. So that is the lesson we must learn. Next one, before I forget, I gave you Quran, I gave you Sunnah, I gave you Sahaba. Let's go to the Awliyaullah and write it down. It will help you, Mawlana Zaid, in life. Sometime you give lecture here and there and all. In Hunyatu Talibin of Piran Pir Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawarallahu Marqadahu. See the kalam that he wrote, you see. That is Muqaffa, what we call. He's got such beautiful rhythm, you see, rhymes and so forth. He says, Wa kam min kafanin maghsulu. How many kafan and shroud are being washed every day? We heard yesterday too, then we hear Palestine 100, then we hear like this. So all this. But me and you, the person who's going to go into the shroud and kafan, وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. The person is busy in the mall, in the market, in the bazaar. How's the dollar rate? How's Hello Pesa? You see? So that is our life now. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. Go to any graveyard. You will normally find one or two vacant graves, normally. And then, who will be buried there? وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. And the person going into the grave, he is so deceived. You must remember what the occasions of joy and happiness. Today I just bought my new car. Today we're launching our new branch. My children are excelling in their studies. And must remember that my health is, I'm strong like a horse, as they say in English. You see, all this yet, dunya dhoka ka saman hai. This is goods of deception. Remember that. We get fooled and deceived by this. So, وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورٌ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورٌ. I was in Stenga, my last lecture. One youngster was sitting right in front of me. Na'il. These children, they know they must sit in front. Then I'll ask them questions. They get it right, I just give them something, you know. So then Na'il was a real sharpshooter. So I told him, Na'il, when you grow up, then you must go with a BMW for proposal. He said, yeah, I know. Be my wife. Small lady. You understood? I told him, you know AK. He said, I know AK-255. I took Kursi verse. So I gave 100. So what I'm saying is that we, now you give children like this, how happy you feel. But sometimes we feel happy for haram things, Allah forbid. Our team won and that's won and all that. So we get deceived, remember, with this, you understood? In this dunya, in this. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? My children have graduated. Now I will go for my retirement and they will bring the income. After 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, accident is gone. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. Oh, insan, Hazrat Insan, one day death will come and take us away. Go to chapter 63, verses 10 and 11. Abdullah ibn Abbas says that this is for me and you, Muslim. Muslim! The year is just started now Islamically. Today is 11th of Muharram. Saudi is Munsam is 12th, but that's the wrong calendar. 11th is right. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّاتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولُ. Spend, spend. From what we gave you, not your business acumen and your degrees. So remember, whether it's our time, whether it's our knowledge, whether it's our money, whether it's our expertise, whatever is permissible, spend it. Educate, empower people. And then, when the time of Sakarat comes, what will he say? رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي لَا جَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصْوَدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. When the time comes, now he knows it's a matter of minutes and seconds then, so then he will plead Allah, give me extension 1 day, 1 hour, Ya Allah. What will he think of? For aswaddaq, I want to give some charity. I'll become from the pious people. Chapter 63, verse 11, simultaneously the answer came, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. And if you understand lataifu tafsir, that is there. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hayat al-tayyiba, 63 years. And demise in the 11th year of the hijrah, 63-11. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. So now, what must we do? Every day read these two du'as. It's holidays now. So what you know, kill time and all that. If you start now, by Zuhur time you'll know it, by Maghrib time you'll know it. You just put your mind to it. It's two lines, two, three lines. Surah 14, verse 41. So what you will say? رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُمُ الْحِسَابِ. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Ya Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. A son, daughter, lover, loses their parents. It's not an easy thing. It's difficult. I know we went through all this, yeah? And to lose a child is even worse. Remember that. Like now, this tragic incident I told you now. So that is much more difficult also. So, walil mu'minin, now we can't pray for non-Muslims when they die. Remember that all this our Muslims writing R.I.P. and, you know, may you go to heaven is all haram. You can lose your own iman. Yeah. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84. So that is, وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ. So don't go and pray for non-Muslims when they have died and don't stand by the grave and don't go visit the graveyard and all. So it's clear cut. Yes, you send a letter, a note, a SMS or a WhatsApp of condolences, that's fine. But to say you're going to get Jannat and all that, that's very serious. So, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُمُ الْحِسَابِ. And the second dua is chapter 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. You see, Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. Whether we know them or don't know them, how many people passed away? 90%, we don't know. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّةً. Ya Allah, do not place in our heart that malice, rancor, hatred. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا for the people of true iman. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. You are the one who is very, very compassionate, very merciful. How? Show me a Muslim person is 10, 12, 15, 20 years old and above and he can't hear by heart these verses. I'm not speaking of people who are insane or mad or whatever. A normal person, it's an indictment upon us that we can't do this, you must remember. Second one, charity, voluntary charity. 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, whether it's food, whether it's what. Give anybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, is sadaqah. It's voluntary and make intention, Ya Allah, these people, they are now in difficult times. So Ya Allah, through the charity, forgive them, elevate their rank and status. The best charity, Sa'd radiallahu anhu's mother passed away. He came, Ya Rasulullah, open Mishkat, you will find it. Inna umma Sa'adin qad tuwfiyat, my mother, what does I do? Qala al-ma. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said water. Fahafara bi'ran. He went, he dug up the borehole and the well, whatever, with his team. And he said, Hadhihi li ummi Sa'd. He dedicated to his mother. From here, and you can see today in the townships and all that, how the people are struggling, you must remember that. So we must empower them with lillah money, not zakat money. And thereafter, any nafil ibadat we do. Remember to read Quran for the deceased, 100% jais. According to our Imma Arba, the four school, these Salafi characters, they say not permissible, we reject it. I told them, this is the Dalil, not one of them can break the Dalail, you see. So we must be very clear on these issues. Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum, all that. So what it means, you must remember. So read Surah Yasin for your deceased and so forth. So in that way, that you must remember, any verse of the Quran Sharif you read, permissible. Just now you're going to read Salatul Ishraq, you're going to read Salatul Duha, Chash Namaz, depending which country you are. So in cases like that, you must remember that what must you do? That make intention for the entire Ummah. I say not only Ummah of Nabi alayhi salam, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam till the last child. You see that? It's all permissible. And one more thing, that last message that we finish. What about ourselves? So we all have to die. So always read chapter 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. So these are the lessons of death we all used to take. So we gave you from Quran, from Sunnah, from Sahaba, from Awliyaullah, and some practical things we all should do, inshaAllah al-Aziz. And remember, the family, the bereaved family, should not put up an act. You know, in South Africa it doesn't happen too much, but it's starting all these shaitani things. That when people are laughing, joking, suddenly visitors come, then they start crying. You understood? And all. Kali, you know, spaza, pretending. Now, if you go Pakistan, Egypt, they got women there to just, you understand, put chabi, you understand? They will laugh. When visitors come, they start crying. So they want the people to cry, like the Shias they make, you see. So that is haram in Islam. If it's unintentional, then it is rahmah. But this is rahmah and haram to do that. That you just, when people come, now you start crying. You understand? So we must take cognizance of all these issues.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Inshallah, we'll meet Mufti Sahib with the tafsir from us in the team. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.